The opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily represent the views of the Phoenix Foundation, its sponsors, or affiliates. Welcome to our SquawkCast. This podcast is about homeschooling in the province of Alberta. We encourage you to grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and relax for a few minutes. And now, here are your hosts, Diana Stinn and Jill Mann.
This is Diana Stinn.
And Jill Mann.
Welcome to our
SquawkCast!
Hey, Jill, what are we drinking today?
We're having some Bird Turd Organic.
Woohoo!
I know, it seems to be our favorite of late.
So, if you are interested in purchasing a bag of lovely, fresh blends coffee, we have assorted kinds, and one of our favorite is, as Jill mentioned, Bird Turd Organic.
Yes, seems to be a bit of a trend lately.
Yeah, $14.95 at the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what are we going to be talking about today, Jill?
Well, we're going to talk about an article that you found in... Neither one of us read until recently. It's actually kind of interesting.
Right, we're going to be talking about neuroscience.
We are.
In our bird brain section.
Yes.
Then we're going to have some nest news.
Yep.
We're going to take you under our wing. We're going to talk a little bit about good egg, bad egg. And then we're going to give some wing feathers and what's hatching.
Okay. I'm ready.
Are you?
Not really, but I'm prepared to fake it till I make it.
Woohoo! Which is actually a great theme for opening a homeschooling year.
Yes.
So we just finished doing a Getting Started workshop with some parents.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, people, relax.
Yep.
Enjoy your children and fake it till you make it.
You have like 18 years.
The little article that we are going to dive into is called Six Ways Schools Are Using Neuroscience to Help Kids Learn. The article is by Emily Matcher, and it was published on September 24th in the Smithsonian Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
We laughed at this.
Yeah, we laughed at a couple of points because, you know, there's nothing new.
There is nothing new, except for that they're throwing the word neuroscience in front of everything.
Yes.
So let's dive into their 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is apparently people in New Zealand are testing out computer-based brain enhancement.
And this is not the movie The Matrix, because I'm thinking they plug into their brain and they learn things like right away.
Right.
No.
So what this one is about is that they are actually using an online program called CogMed. And what it is a program that monitors sort of the amount of time that kids are doing things. And there's colorful graphics and all kinds of games and pattern. And the program tracks how the kids are learning. So while this is sort of new, it's not just a straight online learning because it's giving the kids some feedback and changing things up based on what the program is seeing that the children are doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly not brand new.
No, it's not.
Right. And you know what? But online learning of this form is very effective because it does monitor what the kids are doing and throws back at them things that are either not yet mastered or whatever. So it can be very effective. In fact, another article that I read indicated that this kind of learning was 6 times more effective than lecture learning.
I believe it. But, you know, the thing is, too, is you know, this is based on kids, but as adults... Hi, I think this would work very well. This is really what we do.
Yes.
For me and you ourselves in our office struggling to learn something.
All right, number two is using neuroscience to overcome trauma.
Now,
this sounds very interesting.
It was, and we totally just kind of glanced over it the first time and really missed the gist, which was probably a
What, they're going to use a computer program to erase hunger, poverty, violence? Wow, that's
malnutrition? How are they going to do that? So sometimes scanning something is not actually going to lead to some deep understanding.
Right. But what I guess the gist of it is, and how the U.S. is using this in a New York-based educational setting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a program called Turnaround for Children.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're actually doing is creating a safe, warm, loving atmosphere that allows children who have suffered domestic violence or abuse or so on and have learning deficits, they're providing one-on-one time with lots of supportive teachers and counseling, basically just creating a safe environment.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, so, how is this new again?
Right, or
this is just
neuro.
Good. This is just good skills. This is doing what you're supposed to do.
Right. And basically what they're doing is giving kids a space to heal. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, again, we kind of wondered if just tossing the word neuroscience in front of things is one of those trends that doesn't really amount to anything new or exciting.
Maybe we need a new coffee brand. Neuroscience
Burn Turd. Maybe. Hey, okay, so number three was in the United Kingdom.
This one we loved.
It's letting teens and their brains sleep in.
Okay. Who has a teen? I do. I happen to know math and physics does not happen before 10 a.m. in the morning.
Right, because teen circadian rhythms have actually changed. And on average, they're 2 hours behind the rest of the adult world. So it's not really kids trying to be lazy. It is biological, and it's not their fault. So schools that start a little bit later have more success. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Oxford University researchers are just exploring this apparently now.
Well, that's good that they're getting on this. Some of us are already implementing it into our daily lives.
Sadly, the findings for this groundbreaking research will not be available until 2018. I bet we can guess what they'll find.
Gee, I don't know.
All right, point number four. And this one comes to us from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Using neuroscience principles to help students calm down. So apparently Broadmeadows Primary School in Melbourne mm-hmm. serves some of Australia's poorest families. Mm-hmm. And they are getting better test results because they are helping kids using neural-based programming to help them de-stress.
Yeah. Because the principle of the program is that stressed brains don't learn well.
Right. Well, I think we know that.
Yes. Who's ever been in a grocery store with, like, a couple of crying toddlers screaming for things? You might even have a list in your hand and you can't get your list done. You're stressed out. You can't function. You can't think.
And a piece of this one is they feed the kids breakfast. Okay. So again, we're not really sure how the neuro part fits into this because, you know, yoga and meditation and mindfulness have all been around for quite some time.
And a nutritious breakfast.
Yes. Yes. All right, let's move on to point number five. This one also comes to us from the United States, and it is a brain-based breakthrough in learning math.
Okay. It's a breakthrough.
Awesome. Yeah. So Stratford researchers have created a way to teach children about negative numbers. The researchers looked at how the brain's natural ability to process visual symmetry could help solve math problems. So they basically discovered that it was easier for people to identify the midpoint between a negative number and a positive number. You mean to whack things in half?
Okay.
All right,
well,
then.
Glad they're on that.
Right. And they're using magnetic number boards.
Well, that is cutting edge.
You're right. But wait, it gets better. Because point number six comes from Canada.
Woo!
They didn't forget us. Right.
Well, and they have saved the best and
for
most
the last.
Innovative for last.
Right. So letting kids run around for the sake of their brains is apparently fabulous.
It's good for them. Yeah.
Right. There is copious research that shows that there's a clear link between cardiovascular exercise and the ability to concentrate.
Huh.
Wow. Who knew that?
You know, who knew? Recess is not just for fun.
Right. Although, you know what? A couple of years ago, Alberta Education lopped off, cut out, discontinued the whopping grant that schools got to buy gym equipment.
Yeah. How much was that?
$777 per year.
Wow. That can hardly keep you in hula hoops when they get bent so many times.
Hey. Anyways, apparently, people, this is groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
And students say they feel that breaks are really helping them relax more and feel more focused.
I'm so glad Canada is on this.
Right, yeah.
I'm pretty proud.
Yeah, and so it apparently just proves the main point of the article, which must be that if you put neuroscience in front of very old information, it makes it new again.
And here is the neuroscience Jill and the neuroscience... Because we're pretty old.
We'd like to be new again.
We'd like to be new again. And cutting edge.
So that was our bird brain segment, and I think it was really appropriate. Let's move on to some Nest news. We have lots of wonderful things that have been happening around the building this week. So what were you working on today, Jill?
I was, we're going to try and experiment some kinder hand washing stations, and we have some other hand washing stations as well, and I was putting a fresh coat of paint on one of our innovative new neuroscience-based washing stations.
Yeah, so we have retrofitted a couple of little bins for our kindergarten room, and we got this really super-duper cool washing station from a company called Polyjohn.
Yeah.
And they gave us a little tiny TARDIS. Oh. No, it's not a TARDIS.
It's not. It's a little Polyjohn. It's a little TARDIS.
Okay, that's a good one.
This is what happens when we have to work on Saturday, and we resent it. Wait, what are we going to call our hand washing stations again?
The bird bath. Anyways, we've also had a couple of field trips already.
Yep.
So please make sure you check out our remaining field trips. Mm-hmm. The Kinder Kids went to Safety City.
Yep.
I hope they were safe.
I didn't hear anything bad coming back, so we'll go with that.
And the rest of the bunch went to the Inglewood Pool.
And again, I didn't hear anything bad about that.
Yeah. And then, let's see, what else do we have to share? Our next Nest news piece is that we got approved.
Oh, yeah, we got approved by Google. We exist.
No. Well, it was almost that bad.
It was.
I had to send a ton of stuff to prove that we were a nonprofit organization.
Fully accredited.
By Alberta Education. And that we were a K-12 school.
Yeah.
In order to be approved for Google Apps for Education.
I know. And now we just have to sit through all the videos. Because I really don't even... I mean, I'm kind of excited about it, but I'm not really sure yet what they all will do for us. So
right.
We have a lot of videos to sit through.
So stay tuned. There might be some new neuroscience innovation.
And you know what? When we get bogged down trying to learn the new apps, we'll go run around for a few minutes and we'll come
right.
back.
Yeah.
And, we'll
and maybe
that.
We can do bits of mindfulness and...
Meditation/nap time.
Right. Maybe a glass of red wine will help.
Oh, I know it will.
Hey, like,
it will decrease our stress.
There you go.
Yeah.
So let's take people under our wing.
Okay.
And we have a few questions from parents this week.
Yep.
And we thought we would share the answers with you, our dear listeners.
Okay.
So, Jill, you pretend to be the parent.
Okay.
Here we go.
I am a parent.
I am too.
I'm going to try this.
Okay.
Okay. I registered for class, but I looked at our schedule when I got home, and I need to make a change. Can I?
Yeah, you can. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But remember, we appreciate it if you don't. But you have up to 48 hours to make a change. Because
yeah.
we understand that you can get here at Phoenix and everything is so fantastic and exciting and you look at everything and you register and you haven't checked your schedule.
Exactly.
So we get that.
Totally. Yeah. It's happened.
But we do ask that absolutely everybody make sure you have signed a waiver. We know that some of our home education students, the waiver got missed in your package.
Mm-hmm.
So we are asking everybody to make sure that you have signed a class and event waiver.
Yep.
Why, Jill?
Well, because we need to know about if there's any medical conditions that we might need for emergency information.
Right.
And we need our emergency contacts in case there is an emergency situation.
Right. In case you have a neural science breakdown.
A short out.
A brown out. Hey, let's move on to good egg, bad egg. And I know you looked at this and you went, hey,
yeah.
There's nothing here.
Yeah.
Our good egg, bad egg segue is supposed to be about David Egan, our new education minister.
Well, actually, good egg, bad egg has...
Geg.
It's been about a couple different things, but yes, recently since he came on, it was just too perfect a name.
It was. And you see that the slot here on our show notes is blank.
Yes.
That's because...
He's not doing anything.
It is blank. There is no news from Alberta Education.
None.
Right. So much for that one. Let's move on to the next one.
You know what? We may have to go back to product services, field trips.
Yeah, it's not quite working out.
Boring.
All right, well, let's dish out a wing feather to a very deserved family.
Yeah, the Mark family.
Again,
my gosh, I'll tell you, they do everything around here that we require. They have assembled IKEA furniture.
All week.
They have answered phones.
Yes.
Karen.
Yes.
And filed. And their little munchkins help sweep up after assembling some things.
Yeah.
And they're just, yep.
So a big high five to the Mart family. Thank you so much.
We're done. We're done.
Okay, everybody. So this is Diana Stinn.
And Joanne.
And we are wishing you.
We're wishing you.
A happy weekend.
The SquawkCast is produced by the Phoenix Foundation and is dedicated to promoting homeschooling and positive education. For more information on this and other episodes, please visit our website at phoenixfoundation.ca, where you will find the show notes as well as links to our blogs, videos, and other content. You can send us feedback or questions to info@phoenixfoundation.ca. Also, please consider supporting us by visiting the store page on our website, where you will find merchandise such as our custom coffee blends, t-shirts, and more.